the negativity we actually need. A couple of weeks ago, over a beer with one of my oldest friends, he told me my little pet project might be actively harmful. Not in a dramatic way, he wasn't trying to pick a fight, but he meant it. His point was this: there are things happening in the world right now that deserve far more alarm than they're getting, climate change chief among them, and a site that spends its energy filtering out negativity is, in his view, part of the problem rather than the solution. I didn't have a snappy comeback in the moment. I still think about that conversation. He's not wrong, and that's kind of the point. Here's the thing. I agree with him. Climate reporting is thin relative to what the science tells us is coming. And it's not just climate. I'd put AI alignment and the slow motion unraveling of political polarization in the same bucket. Genuinely consequential, poorly covered, easy to scroll past. My friend picked climate as his example, but the pattern is broader than his one case. Where we disagree is what that fact means for Positron. He reads it as, see, you're hiding the bad stuff. I read it as the strongest argument yet for why the project needs to exist. Just not for the reason people usually assume. Not censorship, dilution, Positron. Today was never built to protect anyone from bad news. Go look at what gets skipped. I publish the rejects openly, on purpose, precisely so nobody can accuse me of quietly disappearing anything. The project has exactly one job: noise reduction. It doesn't rank importance, it doesn't decide what you should worry about, it just refuses to let the cheapest, loudest, most reflexively negative stuff use up all the oxygen in the room. And that's a different problem than the one my friend is worried about. His complaint is that important negative news is underreported. Mine is that unimportant negative news is wildly overreported, to the point where it buries the important stuff in the same undifferentiated pile. A car crash, a celebrity divorce, and a climate tipping point all wearing the same red braking badge, competing for the same 15 seconds of your attention. If everything is urgent, nothing is. So I went and looked at the numbers. At the time of writing, Positron has quietly rejected 110,781 articles for being negative. Most get sorted into a category automatically by the same AI that does the filtering, and the rest are ones I pull out by hand. Articles that got flagged as maybe positive at first, but that I looked at and decided weren't. So into the reject pile they go too. So instead of just asserting my hunch, I could actually check it. The picture is about what you'd expect if you've ever doomscrolled anything. Political conflict alone accounts for 27% of everything filtered, by far the single biggest bucket. Soft news and filler and sports and competition each sit around 12%. Crime and violence is 8%. Celebrity and entertainment 7%. Economic doom and disaster and accident 6% apiece. Now look at the bottom of the list. Divisive and social tension, 3%. Tech and AI anxiety, 2%. Climate and environment, 2%. The three categories that map most closely onto the truly important societal issues that my friend and I were talking about are, by volume, the smallest slices of the negativity pie. Dwarfed more than 10-1 by political squabbling and celebrity gossip. I want to be careful here, because this is a rough, single-source analysis, and I'm not going to dress it up as more than it is. It doesn't prove climate coverage is too small in some absolute sense, and it can't tell me anything about the quality or depth of the articles underneath those percentages. What it does show is that within the flood of negative news my scanner encounters every day, the topics my friend and I both think matter most are genuinely a minority position, crowded out by things that matter far less. That's not a hunch anymore. That's a 110,781 data points. Why the easy stuff wins? Once I'd seen the numbers, the next question was obvious. Why? And I think the honest answer is economics, not malice. A crime story is cheap to write. You rewrite the police report, you've got a headline in 20 minutes, and there's an endless supply of fresh material, a new incident, a new name, a new location, every single day. Same for celebrity drama, same for the daily churn of political conflict. Each individual story costs almost nothing to produce, and because the specifics keep changing, readers don't get bored of the format, even though they've read 1,000 stories exactly like it. Climate, AI alignment, structural polarization, none of that works the same way. A serious piece needs someone who actually understands the science or the systems involved, needs time, needs care. And even once it's written, it runs into a second problem. The underlying story barely changes from one week to the next. It's still getting worse is true and important, but it's a rerun, and reruns don't get clicks the way a fresh scandal does. So you get a double penalty, expensive to produce and punished for repeating itself, while the cheap stuff gets rewarded for repeating itself. Put an outlet under any kind of commercial pressure at all, and that math makes the decision for you. It's not that anyone sits down and decides climate matters less than a celebrity breakup. It's that 100 cheap, novel-feeling crime stories will always outproduce and outperform one expensive, structurally repetitive climate story, and the incentives compound every single day. This is the same engine I wrote about in Why Your Feed Wants You Angry, just showing up on the supply side instead of the algorithm side. A new use for the reject pile. Which gives me an idea, and I want to think out loud about it here rather than pretend I've already built it. Right now, the negativity page is mostly a transparency mechanism, a running tally, categorized, browsable, honest about what didn't make the cut. But that reject pile is itself a data set and a growing one. There's a real project hiding in there, pulling out just the climate, AI anxiety, and social tension articles specifically, and actually reading them properly, not just counting them, but asking what's being said, how it's framed, whether the volume trend is flat or rising, whether underreported holds up once you look past the headline count. My friend's objection basically wrote the research question for me. I don't have that analysis yet, but I know where the raw material lives, and now I know it's worth doing. Where that leaves the argument, so no, Positron isn't going to start telling you which negative stories you're required to care about. That was never the job, and I don't think it should be. But I'm done treating your filtering out important bad news as a knock against the project. The data suggests the opposite problem is the real one. An ocean of low-stakes negativity that's very good at drowning out the handful of stories that actually deserve your dread. Fixing the drowning, even just a little, feels like exactly the kind of small, honest thing worth building. If you want to poke at the numbers yourself, they're all sitting right there on the negativity page. And if you disagree with how I've read them, my friend included, if he's reading this, I genuinely like to hear it. This one connects fairly directly to the last two pieces I wrote on why your feed wants you angry and on inshittification. Same underlying story, three different angles on it. Cheers, Rick.